We know automation is coming. What countries are ready for it? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Robots and artificial intelligence will change almost every industry on Earth and potentially affect hundreds of millions of workers. Countries need to prepare for what that means. And a new report from a company that makes a lot of money selling automation technology is looking at 25 countries and how ready they are for what some are calling the fourth industrial revolution. Swiss electronics giant ABB commissioned the report with the Economist Intelligence Unit. Guido Jure is the chief digital officer for ABB. I asked him first how the U.S. is faring.
So the U.S. is at number 9. And it's in some ways a bit surprising. You might say, well, boy, you know, all these startups and all of this technology innovation that comes from the U.S. However, the U.S. itself is a little bit unusual in not having a specific program among the developed countries around either Industry 4.0 or AI or robotics or anything like that. The second thing that's dragging the U.S. down is that in terms of educational policies, a lot of the U.S. educational system is geared towards getting people into higher ed. And what's missing is essentially what used to be called vocational training or apprenticeship training, or the way that we get blue-collar workers the right technical skills to be able to do the jobs that need doing in the future.
Interesting. What are some other countries that don't fare as well for similar reasons?
Well, you have countries like, for example, Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, even Russia, Turkey. These are sort of the middle of the pack. And there, again, similarly, a lot of their educational spending goes into universities as opposed to secondary school or some of this vocational training. And that often shows up in terms of the unemployment numbers for young people. In countries like Switzerland, for example, even though the cost of labor is very high, the unemployment among the young is extremely low. And in fact, that's also another interesting, surprising result, is that 3 of the countries with the highest adoption of robotics tend to also have the lowest rates of unemployment, which is a little bit counterintuitive, but that's what the numbers show.
That's something I wanted to ask you about. It seems like there's sort of 2 potential economic outcomes. You know, one is that a country will automate faster than its workforce can keep up, and then it would have a tremendous impact in terms of lost jobs and displacement. But it feels like the other potential outcome is that a country could say, okay, we're not going to automate. You know, we're not going to encourage this technology and then miss out on the economic advantages that come from what you've referred to as the fourth industrial revolution.
Yes, and I think there's another consideration as well, which is, although it doesn't often make as much noise in the headlines, we actually need this automation. It's not that this is being done to us in some sense. This is actually something which in some areas, some countries, some sectors, there's an acute labor shortage. Agriculture in Japan, for example. The average age of a farmer in Japan in 2017 was 67 years old.
Wow.
So if they don't do something to introduce either more people into farming, which they've been trying for decades, or to pursue more automation so that they can pick crops and grow food, but do that in a more automated way, within the next couple of years, they're going to lose most of their farmers.
It is fair to say, though, here that you do have a stake in this, that there is a vested interest for ABB at some point.
Sure. So on the one hand, technological innovation is bound to occur. If we don't provide it, then I think clearly there will be others that will do it. One of the reasons why we are starting this discussion is also to foster debate on, are we ready? Because this technology innovation will come, whether we at ABB continue to be part of that or not. This is something that in some sense is a technological revolution that is bigger than any one of us.
That's Guido Jure, Chief Digital Officer for ABB. You can see all the results from that report at our website, marketplace.org. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.